Hi everyone, I'm really excited to introduce to you Aaron Eber. Aaron is an awakening guide who uses channeled sound, cacao, and human design to support the expansion process. She is most well known for her channeled tones that heal, transform, and bring deep clarity. She believes in the power of cacao as medicine and uses these tools combined with deep presence to support people in transforming from their small cells to the divine expressions they were born to be. You can find her on Instagram at Aaron Eber, and you can also find out more about her on her Instagram through her Linktree account. Enjoy this episode, you all. It's really inspiring.
Yay!
Hello!
Hey!
It worked.
We did it. Wowie Pajawi. I'm so grateful to you for hanging on there. And
No worries.
Wait, but I have a verb.
You said I can't use headphones?
Headphones do tend to create a bit of funkiness. Yeah. So if you can go without headphones, it's better. Let's try it. I mean, I heard reverb, but now I'm not. Are you still hearing it?
Well, I just switched to my headphones.
Okay, cool. So then try that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Hi, everyone. This is so exciting. I'm so excited to introduce to you Aaron Eber. She's coming all the way from Thailand, which is amazing. It's incredible. Thank you, technology. It took us a minute to get it all worked out, but
we're here and that's what matters.
That's what matters. So Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. I'm really, really excited to have people get access to you because you are just such a wealth of information, depth, healing, light. Oh my gosh, everything.
Thank you.
At an amazing women's circle a couple months ago where do you call it sound meditation, sound healing? What do you call what you do?
You know, I change the name pretty much every time I talk to anyone. So I wish I could commit to one name. But most often I either call it sound frequency downloads or I call it just sound healing sometimes, or toning a lot of the time, just because those are easy words, but I change it a lot.
Yeah, I love that, toning. Yes. What you do is incredible. I mean, for me, it was such an incredible experience being in the room with you when you did the toning. I was feeling I just was having this experience of feeling a lot of energy moving through my body. It was incredible. It felt so aligned and true. So I'm curious, how did you discover this gift that you have? I know you shared a little bit in the circle that you have been a singer for most of your life, but I would love to hear more about that journey for you of discovering this.
Yeah, well, it's actually been like a whole lifetime of a journey. So I try to keep this story like short because I really could go on for a long time about it. But I was a singer my whole life. I actually lost my voice when I was a teenager, and that pushed me into the healing world because I was super desperate. And at the time I didn't realize that I had kind of lost the connection to the one thing that made me feel connected to the divine and something bigger than myself. But I didn't realize that at the time. I just knew I was really depressed about it and I wanted to be a singer. So I fell into the healing world through trying to get my voice back, which it did come back, but it's been through a lot of ups and downs and, you know, how I am able to express myself, which I think happens to a lot of people with sensitive voices. But later in my life, I got really into working with cacao, which is where we met, drinking cacao together. And
yes.
When I was working with cacao, actually one of the intuitives that I worked with pointed out, he said, why don't you make a sound? I'd always been singing to people, but he said, just make a sound. And as soon as I made a sound, like we were in a big group of people, and half of the people in the group were like having full meltdowns, were letting things go, were it like moved all the energy. And it kind of woke me up like, oh, there's something to this. And so for years, I played with it. I've been doing healing work for so many years. And so I would occasionally throw it into the work I did. And I played with different ways of using it, but it didn't really fully click with me what it was all about until actually just last year, which was when I went through sort of a really deep period of integration into what I call like higher dimensional energies that were starting to come through onto the planet in a more profound way in 2019. And I felt one specific frequency that was really wanting to integrate into me. And so I just got really still and really quiet for quite a while and let that happen. And then it was about mid-2019 where I started feeling really inspired to use the toning again on people. And when I was doing it, it was like magic was happening. You know, it was just like this instantaneous transformation would occur in people. And I was, it just became very apparent to me that this was a gift that I had been given that I could use with people to help sort of override their human stuff and their human systems and just take them into deeper alignment to their truth very effortlessly and very easily, because all they had to do was sit there and receive and listen.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That is amazing. And so I feel like so resonant for the times right now, because like you said, we're moving into these different, a different energy altogether. And sometimes a conversation or words just can't really take you there. Like
totally.
It could, but it just can't.
Yeah. I mean, it totally opens things. And I usually start all my work with people talking through whatever is going on. And I channel a bit for them about what I see or what I'm sensing, because I find that that lays the groundwork and gets them ready to receive the tone. Because if I just threw the tone at them, a lot of times, like, they're like, whoa, what's happening? Or like, what is this? You know? And, for me, the best way to do it is to get them really prepared and really open so that they can like fully allow it and fully surrender.
I love that. And you also work with cacao, you work with human design.
Yeah,
which I love that you have all these different modalities. I love your energy around cacao. You just so love it. And you inspired me to actually get Keith Cacao, which is this really special cacao from Guatemala. Do you want to say anything about his cacao? And I know you've been there and, you know, seen his whole thing. So I'm curious about that.
Yeah, how you found him. I do love cacao so much. And if you had told me 6 years ago that I would be still working with cacao to this day, I probably would not have believed you, because I move through things really, really fast. And so like I get into something for a little bit and then I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. But cacao has just totally stood the test of time with me. And it's such a beautiful heart-opening partner healing medicine. And that's what I love about it. It just supports everything else. So I learned about it from Keith, and that's how I got into cacao when I was living in Guatemala, probably like 6 or 7 years ago now. And I was there kind of just on a whim and walked into a cacao ceremony and was a little bit skeptical. You know, I tend to approach this stuff a little skeptically. And I was like, I don't know about this cacao stuff, you know, it's like might not be for me. And within like 3 sips of the cacao, I was like, okay, this is amazing. There's something here. And I ended up deep diving and like literally not leaving that cacao world for probably about 6 or 7 months. And I was drinking cacao every day and doing a lot of healing work on myself and a lot of like processing, I guess you could call it, and releasing a lot. And that's what cacao really, really supports, is like releasing and healing anything that you've been holding on to, anything that wants to move, getting your heart really open to yourself. And so as soon as I left Guatemala, I just knew I had to take it with me. I had to spread it to people and really support people in using it, you know, as medicine to really open themselves, open their creativity, open their hearts, open their connection to themselves and to other people. And in all of my years, and I've tried a lot of kinds of cacao, I have never had one that I love more than Keith's. And that's why I kind of am like a little bit of a cutes pusher. I like represent them. I sell it. I carry it around with me. I literally brought 10 boxes with me to Thailand. You know, it's like half the weight of my suitcase is cacao. And so, yeah, I just think it's like, it's like the strongest one that I've ever come across. It's been tested in labs against other high, well-known brands of ceremonial cacao, and it always comes out like 3 times higher in theobromine and in all the active compounds that make cacao really special. So I'm a full believer.
Wow. I'm excited. I do want to do I know you do online cacao healing, like an ongoing cacao circle. And I'm so curious to do that because I love what you said about how it connects you to your heart. Mm. And I do feel that with cacao. I've always loved chocolate, and I wonder if that's why. And then of course, I love raw cacao, and I make raw cacao hot chocolates every morning. But of course, I've been using like Trader Joe's or, you know, something that wasn't super special. But since I've gotten the Keys cacao, I feel like I need to dive more into just mindfulness with it. You know, I'm so used to just like throwing it together and just being a bit like slower paced with it, and really, yeah, being more aware of like when I'm drinking it, I guess.
Yeah, and I do think that has a big effect, because I know plenty of people that try Keys for the first time and then try to like almost like go about their day like normal, and then like, you know, something will come up really strongly for them and they won't realize that it was the cacao pushing that out, you know?
So, okay.
And it also depends on the dosage. Like if you have a full dose, it's going to affect you very differently than if you have a half dose. Like when I want to do work, I usually just do like a half dose because, you know, it just makes me feel really good and really open. Whereas like a full dose is a little bit more like deep. It'll, you know, stir things up, bring things up. It might take you into deep meditation. It might release some emotions. It, you know, it's going to bring things to the surface, which is why I love to do the cacao groups. I actually was going to be doing one this month, and I pulled the plug on it when all the craziness went down in the world, just because it didn't feel right. It felt like time of inwardness for myself. It felt like take a step back, slow down. And it just felt like an overabundance of things being offered. And so I felt called to pull back a bit. So not sure when the next one's going to be now, but I am working on putting together a self-study course with it. Just because I have so many people ask me how to work with cacao. I have so many people ask me, what do I do with it? What is it all about? And it would just be really nice to be able to say, here's the course, like, you know, like take yourself on this guided journey, because I think there's so much value in learning the deeper side of working with cacao.
I love that. Yeah, it's a plant.
Yeah.
Plants are fun. Tuned in.
Yeah, and it's a really nurturing
for that.
Yeah, it's a really nurturing, heart-opening plant. And I just think this period of time in the world is asking for more of that. It's calling us all to our own hearts. It's calling us to find our own power and strength from a heart-based place. And so as we evolve into this next evolution, I think cacao actually was really sent to us to support us in that. And it's one of the reasons I think it has become so much more popular over these last 5 years. It's just exploded. And I think that's really, you know, the earth calling it forward to open people's hearts and connect them inward.
I love that. I'm definitely feeling that. Yeah. I need to be connected to my heart, especially with having challenging conversations. You know, like I know right now we're recording this during the time when a lot of people are inside because of the coronavirus. So it's like, whether it's challenging conversations with, you know, your partner, your family members, or also just there's so much trigger, you know, around this virus and how everyone's dealing with it and what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And it's like, and I'm noticing for myself, there's a next level of ability to just be inside of what my perspective is without like, you know, like projecting my anger out at people that maybe don't agree or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're noticing that coming up for yourself or just like inside of working with people. And that's something that seems like very magnified right now.
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely a thing right now. There are so many voices flying around right now and just so many opinions. And, you know, everybody thinks they have the answer and everybody's truth is the truth. And I've noticed it's just been this incredible exercise in staying with yourself. It's been this incredible invitation to be with you, surrender to the bigness of ourselves and not just our stories, and just trust what we know deep down underneath all of the storylines and the external distractions. And it's been totally intense for me. I was in a situation out here in Thailand, even that was really not a great situation for the last couple of weeks. And it was super testing on me and pushed every button I had and really was shocking because I just hadn't been challenged like that in a couple of years, actually. And I was like, wow, like this is really calling me to this deeper and deeper rooted level of trust and stability within myself. And also like an emergence of my feminine power in a whole new way. And that's something that I'm noticing for sure. Like I've had so many conversations with women who are getting triggered and frustrated, either with something masculine outside of themselves, like, you know, the patriarchy or productivity, or with men that are around them. And it seems like there's this like rumbling of the divine feminine right now, especially even if we look outside of ourselves, we've turned off production, you know, we've turned off sort of the masculine element of our society. And right. Like there's something arising right now in the feminine energy where women are being asked to own themselves and own their voice and own their power in an even bigger way than ever before. So that's like a huge trend that I'm noticing.
I love that. Yes, totally feeling that. It's uncomfortable. I mean, I know for me being in the New York City area right now, it's just so fascinating to just constantly be feeling like I should be doing something. I should be being productive right now. And also noticing how like I'm feeling that more like all day long into the evening. Whereas, you know, when I was working in New York City before this, you know, you get out at 6 and you come home, you'd be like, okay, my work day is done. But it was like up until like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And then I was like, oh my gosh, actually, it's okay. Like, I feel like there's this sort of like deep breath that everyone's wanting to take and just sort of be like, okay, we can lean back a little bit. It's okay. Totally. I mean, and also obviously it's not okay for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's a big struggle and a challenge. And, but it's so great to be seeing how many people are rallying together, fundraising, and just seeing a lot of support happening. But that being said, I do want to acknowledge that there probably are people out there that maybe are even listening to this that are like, I don't have the support I need. And that isn't cool.
Yeah.
But hopefully people will continue to rally and fundraise and, you know, make it such that that's not the case, that everyone has food and everything they need, the structures they need.
Yeah, more than anything, I'm hearing those kinds of stories right now, which is really incredible. You know, just people coming
together. It's awesome to see.
Yeah.
I know, and I don't want to see that go away. Like, everyone's like, oh, when this is over, and I'm like, I don't want to see that go away. Like, I love seeing the human spirit of just, like, generosity and, you know, getting together, being like, who do we need, who needs help?
Yeah.
Like, how can I support, you know? And you've been doing so many Instagram Lives, so many doing tonings, offering your tonings for free. It's been amazing, amazing support. I know I've been using and listening to your tonings for sure over the last couple months.
Great.
Yeah. And so one of the things I love about you as a healer and a light worker is like, you're really playful, you're really powerful, and you're really playful. And I do feel that sense of like that balance between, you know, divine masculine and divine feminine. Like, and so I'm wondering, one of the reasons I wanted to have you come on was we were having a little Instagram chat about just this new paradigm that's emerging inside of the holistic healing world and health world, just how that's shifting. What's your perspective on that? What are you seeing and kind of experiencing for yourself as someone that is deeply in this world?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for those lovely compliments. I super appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I do try to keep things light and playful. And, you know, my mentors in life that I learned from were incredibly playful people. Some of the most enlightened people I have ever met in my life were hysterical. They were constant jokesters. Mm-hmm. They were so weird and quirky. And so it just really taught me from a young age that, like, that was actually something to aspire to. And I've spent most of my life taking things far too seriously. And I still struggle with that sometimes. Like, I have to remind myself all the time to, like, get out of my own story, you know, like, get over yourself, have a good time, laugh, joke, make fun of things, make fun of yourself. And so I do try to keep things that, you know, like, I'm never going to be the person that, like, starts, like, anything with being like, namaste, you know, like, not to hate on anyone who does that, because I think everyone has their own path and their own way. And I'm full respect for how anyone feels called to show up. But I also often feel this deep need inside of myself to stand up for the fact that things don't have to be like that. And it's kind of one of my little bit of Kali rages that I can go into where I'm like, all right, guys, like, are we done with this yet? Like, that was a fun game we were playing, but can we, like, move on? Because that one's not that fun, you know? Like, like, you know, taking
you're an Aries, right? Yes, I'm an Aries. Yes. Fellow Aries friend, I totally can relate to that. Like, I'm like, if it's not fun, I'm really not going to keep doing it for very long.
I'm like the worst. So I won't do anything that's not fun. Like, I'm like, if it's not like the best thing I've ever done, I'm not interested. And so I'm just like such a believer in like honoring that. And there is no one path and there is no one way. And I just see a lot of spiritual dogma in the world, you know, which is kind of like step one for beginning to get out of the way things have been, you know, like the religious structures and the control tactics that have been present in the world throughout time. I think spirituality mm-hmm. kind of developed as almost like the counter movement to that, which is beautiful. And I think like lately I've seen a big focus as spirituality becomes more popular on making it super marketable. And I think that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with marketing what you do, but then it becomes all about trends and celebrity and who's doing what, and this is it, and this is the thing, and we're all obsessed with this, and yada, yada, yada. And like, if you're a healer, but you don't do yoga, like, who are you? And, you know, just stupid things like that, like these assumptions that get made about everything, or that everyone's supposed to look a certain way or act a certain way or speak a certain way in order to be taken seriously in the awakening world. And what I have found is that the most incredible beings I have ever known don't play that part at all and mm-hmm. are just very themselves. And so I feel really called to sort of stand for that and call it out when it gets really ridiculous. Like, I try to ignore it most of the time and just like let it evolve as it's meant to evolve, because of course it's on its own trajectory. But every once in a while, I just want to say, guys, we don't have to do it like that. And I find that a lot of the people I work with are people that want to hear that and want to hear those messages. And I can't tell you the relief I see in people when they are given permission to let go of the structures of spirituality. It's like an entire game for them. And so I'm just a big believer in that.
I love that. That's so me. I mean, I definitely have the rebel energy kind of, and then the Aries energy, which is like, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to do it. And like, and also PS, I want to do it my way. So like, so a lot of spiritual paths do not work for me as obviously religious paths, because it's a lot of rules and like, you need to be this way and you need to be that way. And it just, I've always resisted that a lot. I mean, I've danced in between, you know, I did yoga teacher trainings, mm-hmm. but I definitely resisted that hugely. And I love that you share that message through the work that you do, because yeah, it's like, we're all on a spiritual path in some way. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than being told that in order to fit into it, you have to like wear these special pants or talk a certain way or whatever, you know, like you can't have emotions that you have because you're human. Yeah. You're like, I don't know, like, how do I deal with that? So, yeah. Yeah, that's so neat. It's so neat.
Agreed. It's very funny. It's funny to witness it. It's funny to talk about it. And it really goes along with the whole, like, let's stop taking ourselves so seriously kind of thing. And sometimes I hesitate to put that message out because I don't want anyone to ever think that I don't take what they're going through seriously, because I do, you know. And when people are in pain, I am the first person to be there with them in that pain and full honoring of what they are going through and what's happening with them. But at the same time, I like to approach my own life as trying not to take everything so seriously.
I love that. I love that. So do you have anything fun and exciting or creative or playful that you've been doing during these quarantine times to just, like, keep yourself connected to that energy of, like, playfulness despite all of the heaviness that's going on?
You know, I wish I had more actually going on right now that was playful. And I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, I really need to get some of my playful stuff going again. But right now, I think my favorite thing to do is actually sing and jam. That's, like, the thing that makes me the happiest. And so I don't know if you've heard of Marie's Crisis Cafe. Do you know them?
I haven't.
They're
no.
a piano show tunes sing-along bar. So it's like, and oh, it's in the West Village in New York, and it's literally my happy place in life. Like, my first music career started as a musical theater performer. So my heart is so attached to musical theater. And so I love nothing more than listening to the Marie's live stream, which they've been doing every night, and just singing show tunes at the top of my lungs, and also jamming out on my guitar, which I love covering, like, cheesy pop songs. It's actually really funny because I do all this, like, healing work that's, like, really deep and serious. And so, like, people are always like, oh, play mantras, play medicine music, like, this, that, and the other. And there's a lot of mantras and medicine music I love, but I also am like, I'm gonna throw Britney Spears, like, in there too, you know, like, I want
absolutely
listen to me, like, I don't care what it is. And I love covering, like, 90s pop songs and just, like, really lighthearted, fun stuff. So I would say that's probably, like, the main thing I've been doing, but I would like to be doing more of it. I think I could stand to bring a little more of it back into my life right now.
Yes. And if I would love, I mean, I would personally love to hear you sing those songs. So if you ever feel called to share them on Instagram, oh my gosh, that would be, I was telling you, I took a musical improv class, and it ended just before the shutdown happened. And it was so fun. It was so silly. And just, I mean, it's ridiculous trying to make up songs on the spot with a bunch of people that you don't know, like, but also so, so fun and just full of joy and, like, childlike wonder.
I love it so like, much. In fact, I'm living with a friend of mine right now who I love, and her and I sing together all the time. And we were literally just in the kitchen making dinner, singing to our food and, like, you know, singing about putting pasta on water, like, just weird stuff. And it's just so playful and fun. And I just, for me, singing is, like, my major connection to everything. So I love to bring it into all the things.
Yay. Aw, I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on. I'm really excited. I mean, I personally adore your Instagram page. It's so, for me, it's just so grounded. It's spiritual, but it's grounded. There's so much truth that you drop in there, and you talk about things that I'm thinking about, but I don't really have the words to put it into words, and you put it into words. So I'm really grateful for your page and your presence and just always showing up and being real on there, on the Instagram. So I'm excited to connect people to that and your website. And is there anything else, like, I always ask people at the end of the interview if there's a message or if you have a song or a fun word or just anything that you're like, oh, I just want to share this as inspiration for people.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so many things that I could drop into that. But no, you know what? I think that this time is really, it's really intense for a lot of people right now, and intense good, intense bad. Sometimes both. And I really just want to encourage people to come back to themselves as much as they possibly can, because I really see this moment as the veil of illusion is loosening. And it's funny that it feels that way because it almost seems like the illusion is thickening when you look at it from the outside. Mm-hmm. But I think that's actually the first step in it beginning to loosen because everybody's kind of panicking. And so there's just a lot of stories flying around and there's a lot of attempts at this being the answer, that being the answer, this being the truth, that being the truth. And it really, I posted something actually about this today where I was talking about how awakening is a mystical phenomena, you know, like it's not actually about information, even though we can also mentally awaken. So it's not that that's not a thing, but the deeper awakening is actually happening in a much more nuanced quantum realm. And it actually has nothing to do with what's going on the surface and what the story is right now that's being played out. So I just like really encourage everybody to, you know, take time to themselves where they tune out and they're really selective with what they take in and, you know, let yourself kind of come home to you and whatever is true for you at any given mm-hmm. moment. I think that's, for me at least, like the most important thing right now. So.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And thank you so much. Yes, here's to that. Keep going back and get off of the news and the media.
Yeah. Sing a song about it.
Unplugged from them. And then sing a song about it. Yeah, why not? Aw, Erin. Well, I'm sending you lots of love and positive vibes all the way to Thailand. And I can't wait to, you know, be in one of your circles again. Mm-hmm. So here's
thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
Just being the awesome person
I
that
really
you are.
Appreciate it, Allison.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.